Britney Spears, Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, honey, buddy, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here, hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, it was powerful. This is a no-win situation.
Support Brian the Hammer Jackson, and so should you.
Good morning, everybody. It's been a minute since I've been on the air. A long time, seems like. Anyway, I'm Brian the Hammer Jackson. I used to be number one, but I will get there again. I've been out there for a while, but I'm back. If you'd like to come in the studio, I'd like to hear from you because we have a great subject today. I'm going to be a little out of sorts, but get my voice back into broadcasting mode. But we have a very good subject that we're going to talk about today. And I would very much would like for you guys to call in. Tell me what you think. And if you'd like to call in, let me give you the number. It should be toll free, but again, I don't know. You're going to need the number. And I'm going to give it to you. But before I do, the subject we're going to talk about, and it caught my eye, there's a lot of things to talk about. We're going to talk about Will Smith slapping someone later on in the show, because I want to talk about that too. But the subject I want to talk about is women. Women in their 50s. And the reason I want to talk about it, because I saw a TikTok. And these women in their 50s were going crazy. The TikTok was about this young man. I'll read it. And it was psychologically kind of screwed me up. Because these women in their 50s, we're talking 56, 57, 58. The young man is only 22. And that shocked me. Again, I'm not in the circle of you ladies. I just remember a story back in the day, 40s. I was in my early 40s. And I was with a young lady. She was in her 40s, too. We had a little intimacy kind of night. So I decided to turn on some erotica. Okay, who am I kidding? It was porn. Porn. But she felt uncomfortable watching it because she says, you know, the girls in this porn are the same age as my daughters. I cannot watch it. That's what she said. I said, okay. And I'm beginning to think, okay, we're not going to watch it. That was interesting. And then I started thinking about men. I mean, there's a lot of men in their 30s and 40s and 50s are watching porn. And do they connect the same thing that the girls around there are 20, 19, 20? Do they connect it like their daughters or grand? I don't think we do. I don't think we do. And I found that very interesting, which led me to this. So there's a good-looking guy. He's on TikTok. And he's with this agency. He's a model. I mean, I'm looking at him. as regular guy. But he seemed to be some kind of sensation. I mean, he's not a name model that you would recognize, but he's getting there. But what's happening to these women are very strange. I mean, we got the story that I'm going to read you. It's true. It's true. And this is why I came back to do the show. And then as I started reading, it goes from a nice story to a dark story to stalking to fraud to sending money, and it's turning bad. But the psychological things that this guy did to these women in their 50s, and you're going to hear what they had to say, blew my mind. Why were they so turned on by a boy, call him a man, 22 years old, and these women were obsessed. They were sending him money, and these women were like in 52, 53, 55. One woman sent him so much money that she got evicted from her home, and she didn't pay her mortgage for a while, and she was 57. Again, this is a 22-year-old man. And then I figured it out. It took me a while, but then I figured it out. And I'm going to read the story, and you're going to figure out, too. Now, the guy's good-looking. Now, all he did on his TikTok, I'm not going to tell you who he is. I'm going to tell you who he is later. Because I don't want you guys to go, well, all right, maybe you can. His name is William White, W-H-I-T-E. Has a huge fan base on TikTok. He's a good-looking guy. All he does when he goes on TikTok is that he smiles and he winks. And then he tries to, you know, sing a song, but he's really just mouthing the song. But the smile, the wink... It's getting to them. It's driving these women in their 50s nuts. Nuts. To the point where they're fighting, they're stalking, and there's fraud. There's a lot of dark things. They should know better. I mean, a woman in her 50s, and you think of a guy in the 22s, we're thinking Nana area, right? Right? And I know these women are not perverts. These women are standard, just regular the mill, average, upper class women. That you would walk down the neighborhood and they would give you tea. But you don't know what these women do behind closed doors. It's unbelievable. But I figured it out. And I hope you figure it out too. Here's the story. You know what? I'm going to tease you. That's what I'm going to do. Because this guy has been teasing these women like crazy. Crazy. These women are giving him everything. They're married women, women who are divorced, women who have children. There are women up there pleading for him to say, I have a daughter, and she's available, giving their daughters away to this boy that all he does is just smile at the camera and winks. That's it. That's all he does. He's not taking off his clothes. He's not doing anything erotic or sexy. Just a smile and a wink. It's like Bill Cosby. Have a Coke and a smile. But these women, man, this, and if you're listening to me, I got a young audience. You got to know what your grandma's up to. And this goes back to, then I started doing some research, and I have a home business, and I do this. And it's a call-in show. And then if I keep looking at the ads of how we're marketing to you women in the 50s. And you know what I'm talking about. And I say it in my detail here, that the advertising and the corporate world marketing to you women in your 50s, it's all about some kind of medical condition, high blood pressure, this and this and this. It's all about your health, that your failing health. And they're going to market you, and they're marketing you stuff to keep you alive. Nothing sexy. And if they are going to market you, they're going to market your husband. Yeah, he has an ad, too, about his ED. It's erectile dysfunction. And you can do this, and it shows a happy couple on the beach. And that's your payoff. And remember, ladies, when you were in high school, I'm going to wait a little longer because some of you guys need to catch up. We're going to go back in time in high school. It's okay, I'll wait. Okay, some of you are there. Remember when it was so cool in high school that you went out with the older guy? I mean, if you were a sophomore, you were so proud that you're going out with a senior. Or some of you ladies who are so proud that maybe you're a freshman and you're going out with a college guy. Remember those days? Well, some of you ladies made the mistake. Well, I'm not going to say the mistake, but some of you ladies married that guy. You married your high school sweetheart. And that high school sweet, when you're in high school, he may not have been in high school. He may have been a senior. He may have been a first year of college. Well, now you're 50, and that same guy has medical conditions now. You know what I'm talking about. It doesn't have to be ED. We get older. Our body starts to fail us a little bit. So now you're not maybe dealing with that jock in college or high school anymore. Now you're dealing with you're dealing with ailments of an old man, you know, whatever it is, heart disease or whatever. And most of you ladies are now taking the role of a caretaker. It's life. It's life. You still love the you still love the little old bastard, but you're still. But now you're in a caretaker mood, you know? And you still got a lot of life in you and a lot of freak in you. What do? You go to the store, and I've seen this. I've seen women 22, 23, 24. I open the door for them. I'm a gentleman. What can I say? I'm so good. I open the door for them because I figure, you know, I don't want their beautiful arms to, you know, get muscles. So I open the door for the 27s and the 30s, 35s. Then I see the old people. Here they come, the 50-year-olds. Here they come, shuffling down, walking to the store. I'm going, oh, God. And I open the door for them, but it takes a while. I'm thinking, I don't have all day. Move it, Grandma. Move it. Move your little old ass. You know, get through the door. They're in their 50s. Now, and guys have this thing, you know, they start calling you ma'am. You are no longer a sex object anymore. You are ma'am. And if you look at them in a sexy way, you're disgusting. Dude, that could be your grandma. You know, you hear the words from your kids that if you're bracing your husband or your boyfriend and you give them a little kiss and your kids walk by and they're like 20, they go, ew, because they think it's disgusting. They think it's disgusting. We laugh it off and everything, but still, you're in that, you find yourself in that space. I mean, maybe, again, you're in high school and you got that guy, you're a sophomore, he's a senior, you're a sophomore for his first year of college, now he's in a diaper. Maybe not that bad, but, you know, well, there's some problems there. And how about you that I watch TV, I see the advertising. How about you and your dryness? They're marketing to you. Now they're making wearing a diaper sexy. They're marketing to you as, look at this diaper. I'm very sexy in this diaper. That's not you. So I'm wondering this psychological thing, why these women in their 50s are drooling over this kid who is 22. And I know you're not perving on this kid. Well, some of you are. But you're perving nice. You're not perving disgusting. Because you're watching what you say, and a lot of you guys are just going to say, I'm still a lady, but, you know, I like what I see. I have been around women who are in their 50s, and they get a divorce, or their husband passed away. And the first thing they say is, I don't want to be married again. I don't want that problem. I don't want to be a caretaker. I don't want somebody to be responsible for somebody or somebody responsible for me. I want to go on cruises. I still got life left. And you do. But life is not treating you that way. We're not looking at you that way. If you guys wear shorts or nothing, nobody's trying to say, you know, the catcalls are small and few. Small and few, if any. Small and few. If you dare wear a short dress and your varicose vein legs, oh my God. I mean, you are a woman, but you're self-conscious of that too. Life has done something for you. No boy 20, 30, 40 is going to whistle at you going, yeah, look at that, babe. When was the last time you heard that? When was the last time you got dressed up for your man in an intimate moment and you put on a nightgown? Well, forget a nightgown, but put on something sexy, something from the naughty store, because you gave up on yourself too. You did. You see the marquee. You can call the host if you want to. I'm open. You don't need me to give you the number. You see the number. So what do we do? So we go back to, why are these women perving on this dude? What is going on with you women in your 50s? What is going on? What secret? What debauchery? What deviant thoughts in your mind when you're alone at night? That you will just, some of these women, you will hear that this boy who is 22 years old, if they don't see him post on TikTok, their lives are over. You'll hear it. 57, 58. He's 22. He's 22. But then I found out why. And it's a brilliant thing they did. Because I couldn't understand it until I started to think. Because I got this OCD. Because these are regular women who go to church and everything. How can they be perverts? Some of you guys are stalking him and you're sending him money. You're not going to believe what happened. And then I found out why. Yes, I did. I found out why. And you guys, and so, but it didn't always turn out good because some of these women got pissed off. Some of these women got pissed off. Here's the story. Here's the detail. I got to read the detail of the show. Women say, we're in our 50s and we feel forgotten. With the divorce rate so high in the USA, more and more women in their 50s, they feel they're being left behind. They feel that they're being left without love, without job opportunities. But love is really important. It's so important to them. Let's face it. The marketing and advertising corporate world is not targeting you. They're not. You don't count. You don't exist. You are not their demographic. You don't have to listen, you know, believe me. Google it. They are not targeting you unless there's medication that you should consult your doctor. And if he has a hard-on for more than 4 hours, then again, you got to go to the doctor. It's always about the doctor. Even his hard-on's about the doctor. It's about medication. Your whole life is about medication. When did that happen? When? The marketing and advertising corporate world is not targeting you. If you don't count the medical ads about high blood pressure, dryness, or wearing a diaper, and they're trying to make that sexy too, nobody's paying attention to you. Not at all. They're not paying attention to your needs. The demographic of women in the 50s about love or just being real blunt is fading fast. They are now recognized as, you're an old woman. You're just Nana. You're in that Nana category. And you, some of you women fall for it and you live to be a Nana. And that's all you do. That's all you do. And so, and this was interesting. So we're figuring that, okay, women now are in their 50s and they're divorced and they're still, you know, they're still a woman. They still got woman needs. So I would figure that the adult tour industry, you know, is a $10 billion business, and I figured that you guys are the ones keeping them in business. But I'm wrong there, too, because in the study it says women aged 55 to 60, they were just as likely to have tried a sex toy at some point in their lives. However, they were half as likely as younger women to currently use sex toys. So you tried it, and it's not for you. So what is it that women in their 50s are missing? And it goes back, if you're in your 50s, and that tells me you grew up in the 80s. And if you grew up in the 80s, the boys were boys. They were not transgender. They were not gender question. They were not any of this. They were not soft guys. They were not crybabies. They're not pussies. They're not wimps. You grew up with boys that became men. Something happened along the line with millennials and everybody gets a trophy. Let's be more sensitive. Don't look at a woman sexually. That's pretty bad. You're a pervert if you do. So those are the men who are now in their 20s and 30s, the sensitive man, the caring man, the one that cries with you when they watch It's a Wonderful Life. Okay. And I don't think many of you guys like that kind of man. I don't think you like a soft man, a weak man, a crying man. I think you still like the Neanderthal with some manners. I think you do. So that's what this phenomenon is about. It's like, why are you women perving over a 22-year-old? I didn't get it. This is usually when I take a break and I come back. And I did load some songs for you. And as I'm talking, I don't see them. But I'm going to play this. And when we come back, I'm going to give you the answer. And you women didn't even know the answer. You did not know. You did not know the answer. You fell for it. You were hypnotized. You bought it. You fantasized about it. And you were drawn in. And you didn't know what the hell was happening to you. But you were psychologically being fucked. And you liked it. I got the answer. And when we come back, I'm going to read you this phenomenon story about this young man on TikTok and what he's doing to women over 55. And some of the women are speaking what happened to them. And we'll learn. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network. I'm Brian the Hammer Jackson. And we'll be right back after this.
She's down there, going on a quest. She's left.
going back in the 80s. Now, I'm figuring if you're in your 50s, you grew up in the 80s. If you're in your 50s, you're probably, I don't know, maybe 21 in your 80s. Some of the songs in the 80s. You remember those songs. That's very important what I just said, because here's the story. So, again, I told you the guy's name on TikTok, and some of you guys probably went there already. Here's the title. How TikTok Heartthrob William White's Thirsty Fandom Turned Toxic. Feuding among white middle-aged women fans is getting ugly. Meanwhile, the influencer is raking in the cash. That's right. I don't want to read everything because it's boring, but I finally figured out what's going on with you women in your 50s. I mean, let's face it, you women in your 50s, we are living longer. You women in the 50s, it's like you're 40. You're sexy. You're beautiful. You're intelligent. You know, you're wiser. You made the mistakes. You corrected mistakes. I understand. You're probably the one most sexiest ladies on this planet, as far as I'm concerned. What made these women go nuts? Here it is. When he shot to fame last summer, TikTok influencer William White, he's now 22, he was treated with bemusement by the media. After all, this was a handsome young guy who cultivated a huge fandom of mostly Gen X women by winking, smiling, dancing, and occasionally lip-syncing to a soundtrack of the 70s and the 80s. I'm figuring this out. He's cougar bait. That's right. That's what they call him, cougar bait. And look at all you sharks just circling around the boat. TikTok male model with their traps to the 80s songs they hit for middle-aged moms. White, who is from Canada, see, that's what it is. He's from Canada. You ladies love Canadians. You love that accent. The Canadians, eh? You love it. He was interviewed by the New York Times, okay? He says, I feel like a 40-year-old in a kid's body. You feel like a who says shit like that? I feel like a 40-year-old in a kid's body? No 40-year-old wants to feel 40-year-old. And if you had a 40-year-old says, I feel like a 40-year-old in a kid's body, you're talking Michael Jackson. It's not a good look if you're 40-year-old and you feel like I'm in a kid's body. That guy's mentally ill. But he could say that shit. Again, the psychological fuck that you women got, just this is all press. But he says, I feel like a 40-year-old in a kid's body. Like I'm definitely an old soul. You're an old soul. Shut the fuck up. I'm dead. He is catering to you. He's the only one that's catering to you women. Nobody else is. And then later named People's Magazine Sexiest TikToker Alive. Is there such a thing? People Magazine? How low do you have to go? And who gave People Magazine the right to name anybody the sexiest man? Who are these people? It goes on. The former landscaper signed with IMG Models and Talent Agency. Landscaper, my ass. You know what? The former landscaper. Let me translate what a landscaper is. The guy who mows your lawn. The kid who goes around, knocks on your door, and he mows your lawn. Okay, let's give him landscaper. If you want landscaper, we'll give you landscaper. My sanitation officer gave me a ticket the other day. How's that? Today, White, and he has his TikTok name, and I'm not going to give it. His account has 1.9 million followers. 1.9 million followers. They have a hashtag that's dedicated to his fan base. He calls himself Whitey Nation. I'm surprised using that name, this temperature. Whitey Nation? I'm thinking a lot of Republicans and Trump probably wrote them too. That sounds like a good name. Hashtag Whitey Nation. They're full of fam. They made videos They share volume and level of, you know, adoration. They adore this guy. He rivals the most K-pop people, talent. Fans have embraced the Cougar label and dubbed themselves Whitey Nation and the Love Army. These are women in their 50s. Dubbed themselves the Love Army? Okay, let's just be real. Here's how it works. If you are a man, and I understand, ladies, if you're a man in your 30s or 60s, let's just go 60s, and you're very wealthy, you're very established, you are not dating a 50. A 50-year-old woman is not dancing on your yacht with a two-piece bikini, and she is not taking jello shots. True, the more money you have, the younger and more beautiful woman you can get. It's all, and that's what capitalism, you can't get mad at that. So what's left for you ladies is this little bastard who's 22, who's blowing smoke up your little ass. And you bought it. But that's okay. But it's just a shame that you were just put in, you're labeled and you have no other areas. The Love Army. In a style of communities built around the superstars like Harry Styles and Taylor Swift. I could play the video, but all it is just him. I mean, I'm saying he's a good-looking guy. He has good eyes. He has a nice smile, great teeth. And all he does on his videos is wink and smile. Sometimes if you give him enough money, he'll mention your name. And you women are going nuts. You're losing your damn minds. But over the last 6 months, I wish I could have the dramatic music while I read this. The temperament and behavior of White's audience have changed dramatically. What? Some members, in fact, think the community is out of control. You don't say. A representative for White declined a request for comment from this newspaper who's doing the article. And they said, we don't comment on rumor or gossip. You don't comment on rumor or gossip? The fuck you say? But yet, let's do this article here. And then they say this. I've seen women say they will... Now, listen to this. This is what a woman is saying. I've seen women say they'll eat the snot if he had a cold. They will eat his snot if he had a cold. All right, I had to think about that. As nasty, as disgusting that is, and you women better behave yourselves, that is gross. But then I have to think back to, I remember I met a girl who had a baby. Baby was a cute baby, but sometimes he got in the way when, you know, he was hungry, he was breastfeeding, and he was kind of hogging the titty. But, you know, I put up with the kid, you know, he had to eat. But I remember when a kid had a runny nose, that she would suck the snot out of that baby's nose. And I go, oh, my God. That's it. Break up. I could not kiss those lips again. I cannot kiss snotty lips. But maybe that's what you women do. I don't know. I don't know who ate my snot. And to this day, they're not around no more. So I'm still hanging in there. I understand what that word means. I have seen women say they'll eat his snot if he had a cold. Okay, that's still going back to mothering and nurturing and breastfeeding and caring for a child. Because I can't go the other way that you women are so disgusting that you're going to go around in your little snot eaters. That's what it says here. And going back to the article. And I even seen women say they'll lose the light in their lives if he left the internet, says Joanne, a 46-year-old former fan from Pennsylvania who trolls White's followers in a bid to break them of what she feels is damaging obsession. They lose their light if he doesn't post another TikTok every day. They lose their light. I would think women in their 50s would have common sense. I think they would have learned. But no, I think we're ignoring them. There's something going on with you women in your 50s. What the fuck is going on? what the hell is going on with you women in your 50s? I don't get it. I don't get it. It says here, so this is a woman who was part of that group. She woke up, I guess you can say she got woke. And she's telling you the inside of what the hell is going on. Again, the guy's good looking. He's 22. All he does on TikTok is just smile and wink at you and sync. Just radio sync a song. And you guys are giving him money. White followers in a bid to break them. Okay, blah, blah, blah. If he doesn't tweet or go live for a day or two, a lot of them will delete their accounts out of anger or get into fights. Joanne has problems not only with the community, but with White himself. She feels he's taken advantage of his fandom. Now, hold back, Joan. Shut up. He's not, it is what it is. And just because you have been turned away and you're not the special one, you cannot say you feel that he has taken advantage of his fandom. He's supposed to take advantage of his fandom. He's supposed to put himself out there. So you can't blame him for your obsession. You want to blame people, and here's where the victim comes in. Shut up, Joan. But she's angry. If you send him a PayPal during his live, and it's large enough, he'll thank you for it. There are some women who send 4 PayPals each live just to hear him say their name. That's what she says. He's making easy money, and he's making tons of it. We're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars. My head just exploded. You women in your 50s are sending this boy who's 22 years old hundreds and thousands of dollars because he looks good at TikTok. What are you women doing on TikTok anyway? Forget that. There's another problem that you have to deal with. Why are you on TikTok? TikTok's not for you. The only TikTok that you should be interested in is the time clock that's on your biological being. That's the clock you should be listening. That's only TikTok that's going on here. But anyway, you guys are on there. Insiders like Joan paint a picture of a fandom that overextends itself financially to fund White's lifestyle. That's what they're doing. They rely on White for its emotional stability. It even normalizes stalking. Now the fandom has split into 2 warring factions. The positive side, which believes White can do no wrong and threatens his critics, and the troll side, which attacks obsessive fans, doxing and cyberbullying, are the norm among White's most rapid followers. And then there's whistleblowers charged that the man at the center of it isn't doing anything about it so he can continue profiting. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, I hate the jealous pricks. If the guy's making money, women want to donate, they're going to do it, and there's always going to be jealousy there. I'm not mad at him. I just need to understand you women in your 50s. That's all I need to understand. I'm not mad at him. If you want to give this guy money and you want to do this and he makes you feel good, I'm down with that. I'm not mad at you. But I'm just curious, why are women over 50 so sexually charged with a 22-year-old man, or even worse, feel that they're being needed, and this obsession? According to Tracy, here's Tracy. She's 51 years old. She's a fan. She's a stay-at-home mom from New Jersey. She asked a newspaper to make her an alias to protect her privacy. White's influence on his followers was positive at first. We're in our 50s and we feel forgotten, says Tracy, who is on the troll side now. She points to members of White's fandom who credit the influencer with helping them to feel young again. See, I figured it out. He's helping them to feel young again. and even allowing them to rediscover their sexy sides. Allowing them to rediscover. What do you mean allowing? Ladies in the 50s, do you really need permission to discover your sexy side? I mean, what is your sexy side? A woman in the 50s, do you even have a sexy side? What is it? But it says here, he even allows them to rediscover. What does that, you know, you women talking cryptic and innuendos, what does that mean? It's translated from a guy allowing them to feel horny. Can we just say it, ladies? Can we just, sexy side. What is sexy side? You're horny. You're horny, 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 horny. And they continue with the conversation. To rediscover their sexy sides, to have a gorgeous kid dancing to the songs that were the fabric of your youth. It was amazing. Somebody was actually seeing us. Okay, now I'm gonna discover why you ladies got so psychologically mind fucked. Because I figured it out. It was easy. What this kid was doing was he was playing songs in the 70s and the 80s and doing the winking and do this. Songs you're familiar with. Songs you used to dance with. Songs that when you were his age or teenagers, you loved. Psychologically, you loved those songs. And then you see this kid. I'm not saying kid. He's an adult. Let's just say what it is. He's an adult. This young adult winking at you, kissing you, smiling at you, and you're hearing this song to your youth where you were there, you know who you are, you know when you're parked somewhere or whatever, doing your naughty little thing, but you were still 16, 17, 18. So you're hearing this song and you're seeing this kid. So you're not really thinking about this kid imperving on him. You're having a psychological flashback that sees this young kid, and you're back at being 22 years old again. You're 22 again. You're not 57 at home with diaper boy. You're 22 again. You're 17 again. You're 18 again with a good-looking boy your age flirting with you, singing the song that you remember. Strumming my babe with his finger. Yeah. Remember that? So that's where I figured it out, and that's his thing. He was killing them softly with your song. So you're not a perv. Psychologically, you went back in time hearing the songs that you grew up with and that you loved, and they made sure it was the top songs. And instantly, for that one moment or 12 minutes or that 1 hour he was on, you were back at 17, 18, 19, 20. And he's your age. And this is the boy that maybe you could have got, or you wish you could have got. This is the boy back in the day that you wish you brought home to mom instead of that guy on the bike. You know what I mean? And your helmet and the tattoo saying live free or die. This is your do-over in fantasy. That's what got you. That's why the obsession was there. She said it right here. She's 46. Joan's 46. She said it. And nobody else could figure it out. To have a gorgeous kid dancing to songs that were the fabric of your youth was amazing. Somebody was actually seeing us, even though he was 22. Somebody was recognized. Somebody was marketing to you. Somebody made you important again. As the pandemic raged on, it became apparent that many of White's fans relied on his TikTok live appearances for emotional support. He would replace real interaction in a lot of people's lives and bring joy to the people who were suffering in a time where they couldn't go out and get that emotional support. That's what Andrea said. She's 56 years old from Virginia. Fans claim White has lifted them out of depression and even helped them get over feelings of wanting to die. What? So this kid, again, on TikTok, who's just smiling and winking, you have women who are 56 years old saying that he has lifted them out of depression and even helped them to get over the feelings of wanting to die. There's been a lot of tragedy, and I think he helped a lot of lonely women get through that because he does make you feel seen, and that's what we're talking about. The age, the hidden woman, the fading woman, we're living longer now. It's not uncommon for people to live in their 80s and their 90s now, so that means 56 is not as old as it used to be, or is. And it is a shame that we're not whistling at you more. It is a shame that we're not commenting how beautiful you look today. It is a shame that we're not saying while you're in the corporate world and just giving you the attagirl, because you run corporate offices and you have raised a great family. You are now a nana and you are nurses and you are beautiful people. But we don't say that enough to ladies in their 50s. It's like we don't see them. And hearing this, and that's why I'm the psychological brain fuck on this, to hear a woman says, White has lifted them out of depression and even helped them to get over feelings of wanting to die. What are we doing? What is happening? There's been a lot of tragedy, and I think he has helped a lot of lonely women get through that because he does make you feel seen. But over time, some fans... Not everything lasts. Good things don't always last because there's always, whenever there's good, there's bad. Good cannot survive without bad. Let's bring in the bad. But over time, some fans' reliance on the creator of TikTok, that means the person who's putting up the information you're seeing or pictures or video. It has to be a woman. I think it's his mother, to tell you the truth, because I went into the video and I think it's his mom who's putting shit up. Reliance on the creator has been unsettling. Many of them are depressed and lonely. They think William gives them a reason to be happy, and their moods are directly related to him, says 51-year-old Floridian, a person from Florida, Christina, who has extensively researched troubling behavior in White's fandom for a podcast she hosts. Christina shared with the paper that I'm reading screenshots of a private Facebook group in which women discuss their belief that White is a god. They think this kid is a godlike figure. That's right, I said it. These women think that this kid is a godlike figure sent during the age of Aquarius to awaken women's sexuality. For them, the parasocial relationship is so profound and so real that they believe it. Fans on Twitter report feeling of emptiness and heartbreak when White fails to appear on TikTok Live. A situation that sometimes brings them to tears. We're talking 50-year-old women that if they don't see him every day, it brings them to tears. It truly hurts them to be away from him. While it might be stressful to uphold the emotional well-being of an army of women, it can also be very lucrative. Here we go. Anything that has his name attached to it, and I looked at his junk. When I say junk, wait a minute, let me back up. I looked at some of his merchandise, and it looks like junk to me, but anyway. Anything that has his name attached, all the girls go for it. The merchandise or whatever he's selling or whatever he's reaping, the stuff sells out, says Sharon, a 56-year-old positive fan from Minnesota, who admits Her house is littered with merchandise and product that wife, White, has promoted. White's $35 teddy bear, which he released through his official merch site, sold out within 10 minutes in February. We just want him to succeed, Sharon adds, and that's really the truth. It's not the only way the influencer profits off his fans. Followers shower White with money through TikTok Live, gifts, functions, and via PayPal donations. During a March TikTok Live Battle Week, in which influencers are pitted against each other to earn the most gifts, White was crowned champion after earning a total of 15.3 million diamonds in 7 days. Well, 15.3 million diamonds in 7 days, it translates to roughly 231, get this, $1,000. $231,740 he made in 7 days for just winking. These are what these women are doing. After TikTok took its substantial cut, that meant $76,500 went to White in his pocket. $76,000. We're going to talk more about the battle, because we're going to take a little break. We're going to talk more about this. What is going on in you? What is wrong with you ladies in your 50s? I mean, who's not listening? What are you? What do you want? I mean, this is really ridiculous. Why are you going nuts? Why are you perving over a 22-year-old boy? Why are you thinking if you don't see him, you're going to die? The number is 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. I'm Brian the Hammer Jackson. I want to help you, or I want to understand. I want to understand. I want the world to understand. We'll be right back. But when we do come back, we're going to get into the battle on how much money a person can make and how much money these women are just throwing at this 22-year-old stud muffin, I guess. That's what you call him, right?
Hi-yo!
We'll be right back after this.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheek? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. Baby, my gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name. When my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. Cause honey, your soul could never grow. Baby, your smile forever in my mind and memory. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. And maybe it's all part of a plan. Well, I'll just keep on making the
Jackson. You know, I had a lot of songs that were going to play in the 80s that some of you would love to hear. And then I started thinking, I don't want to bring you back to the, I don't want to take you back to the 80s. I want to bring you back into the 2000s. Some of the songs in the 80s were Olivia Newton-John, Let's Get Physical, Betty Davis Eyes, Kim Carnes, I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston, Take on Me by A-ha, Don't Stop Believing by Journey, Modern Love by David Bowie, Beat It by Michael Jackson, When Doves Cry by Prince, Into the Groove by Madonna, and Blue Monday. They're great songs. I have to believe, reading this story, researching the story, that some of these women are not perverts. I really think what he does is that he would lip sync songs in the 80s, take you back to when you were 18, 17, 18, probably good years, but remember they were not so good. Remember ladies, when you were 18 years old, 17 and 18, high school, maybe even college, they were hard years. But as time goes by and we get through trauma in our lives, and we think maybe they're not so bad, so you want to live in the 80s. I understand. La Bamba, Pass the Dutchie. Those are good songs. But you live in 2022. But this guy is making a lot of money, and we'll go back to it. I mean, tell me if he's just playing you, or you're an easy mark. It goes on. So this guy made $76,000 after TikTok took his cut. After TikTok took its cut of $231,000, These are donations that women are giving him because he winks and he smiles at them on TikTok. And if you get more money, he may even mention your name. The Beatles can be addictive to fans. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of wanting him to win. When your favorite creator, and I think it's his mother, may be calling out your name or giving you a follow that day because you gave a lot. It seems like Las Vegas with the slot machine, says Andrea, who says she spent $300 on White's last battle week. It's our fault. We took an impressionable young man and trained him that if he could goes live and winks and blow kisses, we'll throw money at him. She's so honest. We trained this young man. He was our toy. We controlled him. There's no responsibility at all. There's no consequences at all. But the more you spent, Andrea said it, she spent $300. And she says it's her fault. We took an impressionable young man and trained him that if he goes live and winks and blows kisses, we'll throw money at him. You can't blame him. It turns ugly, though. Meanwhile, a group known as the Grotto Girls, they call themselves Grotto Girls, and if you're a fan of Grotto, you know what that means. You think Playboy Hugh Hefner. He had the Grotto. I've been there once. Trust me, you do not want to go into that water unless you're vaccinated. Trust me. But they call themselves Grotto Girls. They dubbed themselves as CGs or GGs. They pull their money and they send White a regular stipend. Members only discuss their aim to send White a $3,000 monthly allowance. Now, what are you doing? I mean, when you get mad at your man that he goes to a strip club and he pays a woman $20 to dance on his lap, you're pissed. But what's worse, sending $3,000 a month so this guy can have the material to wink and smile at you and don't even know who you are and you go on with your fantasies? Is that, how silly is that? I want to say stupid. They make it a point to give him a $3,000 monthly allowance. And if they do that, they get screenshots indicating that the CGs met, sometimes exceed their goals with funds going as high as $5,000. $5,000 a month. When White told fans he was thinking of buying a car, GGs, the Grotto Girls, helped raise $20,000 in 24 hours for just that purpose. He just asked, I want a car, and they raised $20,000. Forget about Ukraine, cancer, whatever. $20,000 they gave him in 24 hours. So he could buy a car. $20,000. It was like a cult, says Tracy, a former member of the GGs. There'll be people that would be maxing out their credit cards to pay for White's allowance. Then they'll go on their own live that same week and say they didn't have enough money to pay their mortgage. So what are you guys doing? Is it like you're paying for a boy toy? You're giving him money? I mean, you're like a whore? He's your whore? He's your whore toy? It must be, because you're paying him $3,000 for him to just to blow a kiss and everything, that you can see that, and he's young enough to be your grandson. What are you doing? How lonely are you? What the fuck is going on? Snap out of it. There's more. Some fans say that the stipend is used by the GGs to hold sway over White. They keep throwing money at him and donating to him, and then they lose their minds if he doesn't correspond with them, says Carol, 44-year-old fan from Minnesota, who was briefly a member of the GGs. What could go wrong? You're sexing up women who are 50-something over. Let's face it, a woman 52, 53, 54, where are they going? Are they going to go to a club? No, they're not going to a club because they cannot compete with women who are 22, 23, or even 30. They're out of their element. So what is a woman at 50 going to do? She's not going to go to a club. So where is she? What's left? Dressing up for bingo? Where do they go? Is there a speakeasy for women? You know what? If I had the money, I would do that business for a speakeasy for women in their 50s so they can go relax and party and drink and act the fool. But the truth is, women over 50, where are you going? Once in a while, you go to Vegas with the girls on a bus, and then you go down, then you buy tickets for Thunder Down Under and see men shake their junk at you like you've never seen junk before. What is going on? Like I said, I was going to play a lot of songs in the 60s or in the 70s and 80s that you love, but I'm not going to play that. I want to bring you to at least the 90s and 2000s and wake you up. What are you doing? There's people, they're saying that they will donate all this money, then they can't pay for their mortgage. Well, here's what happened. What could happen? The group sparked outrage in a wider community, wider WIDR community, last December, when it arranged to deliver Christmas presents directly to White's home after striking an agreement with the star's mother. Her mother pipping out her son to old women who are in their 50s. What's going on with her? It's like the Kardashian with the sex tape and Kim's mother up there promoting her sex tape to get some money. It did happen. It did happen. Carol says she thought she was becoming friends with the family, and I'm not going to discredit that, but there are boundary issues, White said. Repeatedly that he doesn't want anyone coming to the house. During a subsequent TikTok live, White spoke out against the GGs appearing at his house, asking followers to respect his privacy. Now listen here, fuckboy. And I'm kind of agreeing with the women. Shut up. You took the money. We own your little ass. Shut up. Don't take the money, and you cannot issue little restraints. Of course, this is what he's doing now. But some fans like Sharon, another former GG, think the arrangement is fair, given how White is benefiting from it. So Sharon says, we own his little white ass. We have the right to go to your house. You're taking our money. We have the right to do anything else. That's what Sharon says. The GGs like the attention and giving him the gifts, but that's between the family and them. She says, I like that he gets things from that. I don't care who he gets it from. I'm happy for him. Christina thinks Christmas is where the trouble truly began. As fans begin to act though their donation entitled them time with White, it's given fans a lot more set access than they should really have, she says, which has led to the stalking. There have been many occasions of stalking within Whitey Nation. I'm going to have to change that name. Fans have accused one community member of traveling to Canada from the UK just to stay near White's house in a bid to meet him. Others have been accused of serial stalking and appearing at several different places White had lived and live streamed from. In September, TikTok Live, White told his followers about a fan who drove all the way from Texas with her child and appeared in his driveway. How the heck did they get my address? White says, I have no idea. White said to the camera, a few weeks later, in another TikTok Live, he was begging fans to stay away. You guys can't come to my house. Just respect my privacy, he warned. Hey, does White know that you guys own him and you can do anything you want? A lot of you women had orgasms already about this guy. A lot of you women, I'm sure, once a woman has an orgasm, she's there for life. You can't, it's just weird. So if you guys are thinking about him sexually and you're having this little freak dream and all of a sudden you had an orgasm, I can understand you being obsessed with this boy because now it's intimate. You're really intimate with this kid and you feel close to him. The GGs have also been embroiled in an alleged stalking scandal. In January, a leaked chat revealed that the group has sent members to follow White's vehicle around his hometown in an attempt to capture pictures of him. That's what the magazine said. They have seen screenshots of private Facebook posts after the incident occurred in which the GGs admitted to their involvement in the stalking scandal and issued an apology. The group declined the newspaper's interview request. The revelations damaged the GG's reputation and led to an exodus of members, including Andrea. Driving around and stalking him in random places, that's not cute, she says. Carol believes that the financial ties between the GG's and White led them to overstep their bounds. Really? They felt entitled. Really? They thought there was a special spot for them in his heart. And maybe there was. Remember what was the singer, Selena? Remember Selena, very pretty girl, started, but she had a manager who was obsessed with her and basically killed her. So he said they have, Carol says there was a special spot for them in his heart. And maybe there was, she says, but that doesn't mean you should do it. That's what's disappointing. We as grown women should know better. You damn right you should know better. Former fan, Joan, echoes her sentiments and says she was worried followers could end up hurting White if their behavior is left unchecked. You hear about celebrities who have stalkers and things like that, and sometimes things don't end well, she says. You just don't know what somebody is capable of, you know? Yeah, I know, Joanne. Yes, I know. Amid all the drama, the troll site often adds fuel to the fire by making cruel and demeaning posts about White and his positive followers in a bid to wake up Whitey Nation from his thirst trap induced hysteria. In some cases, these are former fans who became disgruntled. They see that many of these women are being taken advantage of and want them to be careful, explains Christina. But when no one listens to them, they amp it up. The trolls circulate embarrassing footage and post mean tweets about their enemies in a bid to shame them. Although both sides of the fandom have engaged in bullying and doxing, in one instance, a fan found her personal tragedy hijacked by the fandom, which used her Twitter announcement of her son's suicide as a springboard to point fingers about bullying and harassment. There's a lot of cruelty and unkindness, Christina says. It's very difficult to see. He's 22, they're 55. Ladies, really, you're 56 years old. Can you imagine being in bed with a 22-year-old? Can you imagine having a relationship with a 22-year-old? Think about it for a minute. Joan admits to lashing out at others, which she says was motivated by the cyberbullying she faced from the likes of the GGs for critiquing White. They don't want him to ever go away, so they have this insane need to protect him and insulate him from any negative criticism, says Joanne. Joanne, get a life. What are you doing? Who has been doxxed amid all the fighting. It's all about their selfish needs. Joanne, you need some help. Although White has occasionally chastised fans over such conflicts, he hasn't made a concerted public effort to stop it. His willingness to weather constant social media drama, obsessive followers, and his frequent pushes for donations have left some fans wondering if White has taken advantage of his community. Well, things are going bad now for poor White. In a recent live battle, the influencers took fans to task for not reaching double points, urging him to spend more to increase his lead on his competitors, something that would, of course, increase his bank balance. In another live appearance on March 24th, White and his cousin, Adam, who has started hosting his own TikTok live for Cougars in the wake of White's success, began taking and celebrating PayPal donations for their Nana's rent. That's right. You heard me right. There was the tipping point for Carol. I'm no longer a fan due to the Nana Gate scam. Now there's a Nana Gate scam. How insulting to her that strangers paid for her housing for absolutely no reason, she says. Some fans think White has more than enough money to financially support his Nana and feel like they're being swindled. My eyes are now open, Carol says. He is lazy and has no interest in being anything other than a mooch. See, this is what happens when women do not get that return affection. They turn nasty. They turn mean. 323, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson. I hope I know who this is.
Can't you stay fucking dead? Who the fuck exhumed your body from the grave? Jesus,
hey, look at
fucking
this. This is my PR person. How are you?
Yes. Hello, people. I want everybody to tune in to Brian the Hammer Jackson. He'll be around once a month. Thank God it's only once a month. But tune in.
Oh, man. Joe, are you listening? This is Joe, everybody. Joe, are you listening to this story? I mean, seriously, are you listening to this?
Yeah, you didn't get to the switchboard for the last 10 minutes. I almost went to sleep. The fuck
I know
you read the whole fucking article for fucking...
I got you.
How long have you been... I don't even know what it's about.
All right,
what it's about.
Let me just give you the quick version. This guy, he's 22 years old. He's a good-looking kid. He has a nice smile, nice eyes.
Mm-hmm.
All right? He's on TikTok. Mm-hmm. He's the number one TikTok... It was some stupid magazine voted him sexiest male alive. He's a model. Apparently he's not doing any ads because all these women are giving him money. He goes on TikTok. He lip syncs some songs in the 80s. He looks good. These women who are in their 50s are throwing money at him. They feel that they need to give him a stipend of $3,000 a month. Some raise it to $5,000 a month. Some of these women who are in their 50s are saying, if I don't see him on TikTok Live, I am depressed and I want to kill myself. These are women who are 57. This guy's 22.
Oh, boy. Okay. You know, you also said that women in their 50s don't go to clubs. Well, they don't go to clubs as we know them. But they do become members of social networks. I'm a member of a social network, and there are chicks there from 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 that go there. Whenever we have a dance or we get together, they rent out a place. Everybody shows up. They dance with their, the friends, the people their age. They meet people. They dump people. Some of these 50-year-olds, they do go out.
Some, but it's not a regular thing when we were 22, 23, 27. Let's face it, I understand social events, and they hold them, like you were saying, once a year, once a month, twice a month, whatever. And you would have to be into that social area where you're in that. But other than that, there's nowhere for them to go. Where are they going? If they don't belong to a social network like that.
Then you were right also. I said, well, they're going to take a journey to Las Vegas, play bingo, get dressed up for bingo. You
right.
know, they probably actually do get dressed up for bingo.
Yes, they do. And you know what kind of men are at bingo? I've been to bingo. These men are falling asleep on their cards. What the fuck? They had to yell the number, sir, B28. This guy, I'm looking, I'm there. I'm saying, okay, let's move on. Because they knew he had it. Because somebody whispered he had it, and they knew it because they had a check. They put a mirror under his nose, so there's fog there to say this guy's still alive, for Christ's sake. And they're yelling the same bingo number, and so somebody had a wait to do up going, sir, that's you. You got, oh, I got bingo. And, you know, this guy who's half dead, just because he won some money, you should have seen these women 57 perk up. Oh, he got some money. And started, you know, putting on the lipstick. Moving in on
putting on the lipstick for the guy.
Putting on the lipstick, addressing their beehive hairdo. I mean, it's on. It's on.
I mean,
have you ever been to bingo? I mean, going to bingo is an experience.
A couple of
I'm
times.
Thinking,
I can't hack it. It's too boring for me. I can't hack it.
You see these women with, I have seen these women with markers. I mean, they got these markers and they got four or five cards.
They're multitasking.
And they're eating a carrot or something. And it's like, and they're just like a machine hitting these cards. And they're marking it down and they're chewing a muffin and they're drinking. It's like, my God, woman. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they pay more attention. Yeah, they pay more attention to bingo than their dead husband.
Oh yeah, and he's right there. He's just basically facing the cards. He's not even looking at them. He's using the cards as a pillow. And you know, I see them, and when they get up. That poor bastard is like two lanes behind him as they're, and they just look behind him. Will you hurry up, Harold? I go, and the guy's but the last breath that he has is trying to catch up to his woman. Ugh. You know. I've been there. It is tragic. It's tragedy.
It's gotta be. It has to be. When I was a kid, they played bingo up at camp. So, you know, a couple of times. So I engaged in it. I was bored. Even at my age now, I wouldn't enjoy it.
B25. Yeah.
Oh, God, shit. No,
and
kill me.
Then they want to play games, you know what I mean? Okay, let's do a picture of your bingo card. Anybody want to buy in for this? They do these little things with the bingo cards, and it's like, kill me now. Just pull the plug. Huh?
What do they do with the bingo cards?
I don't know. After they're done, I guess they pick them up. I have no idea. I couldn't stay anymore.
No. I mean,
you said
they were taking pictures.
Oh, they would play little games like, I don't know. It'll be like inside the bingo card will be a pitcher, and you have to, whoever gets the pitcher first when they call out the nut. It'll just be little tiny games on top of a game.
Thing.
You know, in Alaska, we were in Alaska, so that was not good enough, right? So it's like, okay, bingo, I want to get out of here. Oh, no, there's more. What? What more could there be? My life just passed me by. Right now, I came in with black hair. I got gray hair. I got, you know, what the fuck? That's the only place I know that you go in and then you leave and they give you a cane. Thank you for coming. Your back starts hurting like you're looking for a quarter. You just feel it, right? You just get the curvature of the spine as each game is played. You just start hunting over. I was in Alaska.
I'm getting depressed already.
I know, right? No, but this was it. So we're done with the bingo. Let's go. And then the caller says, where are you going? And I said, I'm going home because I'm talking to her. She goes, I'm not talking to you. I said, well, how do I know? Because there's nobody else responding to you. You got to speak a little louder. I'm the only one who can hear you. Quit being an asshole. So she goes, it's more. I go, more? What kind of more? Do you want to have fun? Okay, enough with this. What is you talking about? Well, now you could go in Alaska, and they bet on these rats. I am not kidding you. It's a rat. You go over there, there's a little shelf, and then they have rats with little numbers on them, like, you know, like racehorses. And
they have rat races?
They have rat races. And the rats are old.
There's gonna be one long
he
race.
He dropped dead in the middle of a race or something.
In the middle of the race, you know, the rat has to the rat has to take a dump. You go, oh, okay. I don't know what's going on.
They're old rats.
And
oh, no.
you go, oh, you know, they're a little long
what
in the tooth and all. This is a bingo parlor. This is a bingo parlor in Alaska, and they go, okay,
hey.
And I'm looking at the rat, and they don't look like they could even they could eat cheese because their teeth are gone, and it's like, you know, they got straws. This is not going to be the best race in the world. Let me just sit down. Now we're betting their ass. And they're trying to make it as fun as possible. And they're off. The rats are not moving. You're hitting the box. You're hitting shit. The rats just looking at you. They roll over in their stomach, want you to scratch their belly. They're not moving. They got arthritis. They got diabetes. These rats are in oxygen. What the hell race is this? It's just depressing. But what I'm trying to say is there is no... But going back to the women, and, you know, it is the forgotten thing. It's kind of true, Joe, is that, you know, not many men are wolf-calling a 56-year-old woman. I'm sorry, they're not. You know what I mean? If a man is younger than 50, let's say he's 30, and if he says something like, damn, look at her and everything, his friend would smack him across the head going, are you fucking kidding me? That's an older woman. That could be your grandma. What are you doing? You're a pervert. They would call you a pervert if you're trying to sex up somebody over 50. Am I true? I mean, you're a guy. What's going on here?
Yeah, but I'm over 50, so, you know, the girls who used to be, interested when I was finally hit my peak around 31 or so, they're no longer interested. So it has to be the 50-year-olds, over 55-year-olds. Some of them look good. A lot of them, they just, they look like the rats you've been describing. They need oxygen.
Yeah. I was opening the show saying, remember the chicks when we were in high school that they would be a freshman and they were bragging that they were dating a senior, or maybe that chick who's a sophomore were bragging that she was dating the college guy. Well, some of those women married them, and now they're 50. That college guy is in a diaper pooping on himself. I mean, it's just human nature. Our bodies do fail. But nobody's marketing.
It's horrible when we get old, especially women. Men grow old gracefully. Women just fucking grow old. It's just, unless they keep that body tight, then they're kind of useless.
Keep that body tight at 50? Come on, man. By the time she's 50, she probably already had about 5 kids. She's working on her grandchildren right now. She's not going to the gym. I don't know any women who are 50 years old is still going to the gym. For what? Who are they trying to attract? Because the men 50 is sure not looking for a 50-year-old woman. If you got money, and Joe, you know this, we're talking, and anybody, there's a lot of people just listening to my show just now. You know this. If you have money at 50, you are not, and we're talking males, you are not trying to sex up a 50-ish woman. You're going for 30, maybe 20-something. If you have a lot of money, like Bezos, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, if you have if you have decent money, of course. I was talking to somebody a while back, and I said, no old man wants an old woman. No old woman wants an old man. Everybody wants somebody.
Right.
Once you hit your 50s, everybody wants, you know, somebody's about 5-10 years younger. But then they're afraid to actually do something with the younger guy because they know the guy can leave them in a second. But I remember when I was dating a woman, she was a few years older than me. She knew how to stay on guard, you know, on point. But when she was dating guys that were around her age or so, she was very cavalier with them. But with me, she knew I could leave her in a minute, you know.
Right.
So she was very attentive. But, so it's true. I mean, no man wants really an old, you know, an old woman or an older woman. No woman wants an older guy when you're young. So, but when you hit 50, you know, you start noticing the wrinkles, especially with the women.
Right.
So for these women to go nuts over somebody who's 22, I can see it. But for them to think they actually have a chance with that guy, now that got to be stupid.
Well, you know, I don't think it is. As I started reading it, what this kid did is something great marketing. This kid, of course, he's good looking, but this kid, when he started marketing, he marketed to the 50 years old. And what the women are saying is that nobody's marketing to us. We are non-existent. Nobody cares about us, which is true and is harsh. So this kid found out this niche that if he goes on camera and winks and smiles, he is playing songs in the 80s. If you're 50, so you're listening to like 84, 85, this is when you get into your, you know, you're in your 20s, and you're listening to songs that are familiar to you, that feels good. And so they're seeing the image of this kid at 22 playing songs like, you know, Rod Stewart or Journey.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it transforms them back to when they were 22, when they were 19.
Probably.
And they got this good-looking guy playing that song and mouthing, lip-syncing about, Journey. They're falling in love with that image. So it's a psychological fuck that women are sending him $20,000, Joe.
$20,000.
One woman said, if I don't see him do a live show, I get so depressed that I want to kill myself. And these women are in their 50s.
So
psychologically, I know what he did, and I thought it was an excellent marketing ploy that now I transformed you psychologically. Now you're back. Remember when you're 19? They remember the car. They remember the smell of the back seat. Yes, this fell out of the back seat.
Oh, yeah.
You know, back in the day, they are now 19 when he's on the... they're 19 and single when they see him in their TikTok. That's what they did. That's what the music triggered way back in the day. And he nailed it. So I don't think that they're perving on... Some women are perving because they get a little discreet that they're perving on this guy. But a lot of these women love this guy because he brings them back to their age at 22. That's my psychological thing on that. What do you think, Joe?
Well, if that's the case, these women are sick. They have to be very, very lonely. Because even though they're 50, there are guys out there who are 50, 51, 52, who will date them and talk to them. When you get older, of course, you're not as attracted to the younger people, but to your own set, the same age, you're still attractive enough for them. So these chicks have to be fat, ugly, really lonely, especially that stupid broad who sent him $20,000. She might be, who knows? She might be pretty. What about those women who were seducing the teachers, who were seducing the students in class? Almost every one of them who got caught. They were good looking. Good looking.
They were great looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they were in their 30s. Yeah. But you hit the nail on the head. But you hit the nail on the head. And by the way, I want to thank my third grade teacher. You were marvelous. I want to give you the NAACP award for seducing me. Thank you. But what I'm trying to say is that when a woman hits 50, there is no ego. Let's just be honest. A woman is 52. She doesn't want a man 52. She does not want a man 55, because when we get into that area, we got some medical problems we want to tend to. And they don't want to be a caregiver for the rest of their lives or the years they have remaining. They want to be, they go on these cruises so they can be sexy and they can do this, but they go back to shuffleboards and bingo again with the dead rat. It's just that there's no, there's no avenue for them anymore. If they market on TV, the commercials to TV, they're marketing, if anything, marketing to the 50-year-old, they're marketing medical problems like, do you have high blood pressure? Can you do this? Or you got dryness, or your lips are this, or your eyes need to be checked. Talk to your doctor. They're not marketing outfits and beautiful things and cruises. So they are non-existent. A woman in their 50s, I could see them falling for this kid who is mouthing "Help Me, Rhonda" when this, you know, that song came out when he wasn't even born. But they transformed them to good times. They transfer to them at that age, and they're reliving their youth, and he makes them feel good. He's singing to them. And he knows he's singing to them. He's marketing.
From your experience, what percentage of women, like who are 50 and over, if there were like about 100 women who were 50, the typical set of 50-year-olds, from your experience, how many of them, if they saw this kid, would go nuts over the kid and start, fantasizing about the kids, sending him money or doing weird stuff? What percentage of them, out of 100 women, how many do you think would do what this article is describing?
98.
Really? No kidding.
Yes. Because I do understand what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we're going back to if a woman's 53, who, and that's not old. That is not old, by the way. People are living longer. They're well in their 80s and their 90s. So if a woman's 53, who is she going out with? She doesn't want to go out with a 55, 56, 60-year-old guy because of health reasons. If the guy doesn't have any money, she'll go out with him for health reasons, hoping that he would die and leave some money. But as far as dating or companionship, she doesn't want to be a caretaker. Let's just be honest. She doesn't want to be a caretaker. Chances are that guy, 55 and up, is going to have some kind of problem, whether albeit small or large. But in the end, she knows another 5 years, she's going to be stuck taking care of this guy. So where does she go?
Well, that's the same way guys in my age bracket feel.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want broads with varicose veins or have health problems
right.
or have to take Pepto-Bismol after every fucking meal or have to consult with a doctor once a month. So I agree with you.
I know. You just want to go out with a woman that can eat ice cream without farting. The bar's low. The bar's very low.
A low bar.
Can you imagine?
It's a very low bar.
Can you eat ice cream without farting? Thank you.
Without having being lactose intolerant, you're in. You're in.
Oh.
Bar is very low. But it is sad because, again, who is that 53-year-old going out with? She can't compete with a guy who's 46. She's not going to. The guy 46 is still trying to bag it with a woman who's in her early 40s or 30s. What is her market?
Right. Yeah.
Her only market is older men. The 60s, the late 50s and the 60s and the 70s are the only market for her. It's the only market for her.
It's really sad.
This woman here said it right here in the article. And then I got a special guest I think you're going to like, Joe, just for you. A woman right here.
Oh, God. I know who it is. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Wait.
No.
This is what a woman...
Okay.
What are you doing? the, okay. I'm almost finished with the article, but she just says that the guy is not on live. She feels depressed and wants to end her life. And then the woman's getting upset. See, some of these women get upset. See, here's the thing with this guy. All guys have to realize that a woman will spend money on you. A woman will give you a lot of attention, but they expect that back in two times. If you don't pay attention to her or kind of be concerned over her needs, there's going to be hell to pay. That's just being a woman. Because now some of these fans are getting upset at this dude. And her name is Joanne. She agrees that the people are sending the money and donations and they're manipulating them. She calls them a grifters. But then she says, I don't think he's well aware he's making these women, he's milking these women for money. Now she's getting upset. I don't think these women are aware that he's milking these women for money. He's hustling them and they don't see it. And I want no part of it anymore. Anymore after you spend $3,000 and he's not mentioning your name, bitch. And they're just
right.
You know what I mean? Then they start getting mean.
Yeah.
And there's other people says, still, plenty of fans remain. His name is White. And his recent YouTube blog, poorly edited montage of the influencers offering gifts, including boxer shorts. And he's barely offering thanks for the items. He has been held as a brilliant, they're getting mad at him now. But it is handsome young leader continues to do very well from himself, but they're usually out. But the psychological thing is, why did they, you would not think 56, 57, even 60, even 46 women can just throw money at this guy because he just winks at them and does a smile and they throwing money at him left and right. If we did that to a woman, the woman would be called a whore and we would be called, you know what I mean? If a man is just throwing money at a woman for some kind of sexual reaction or something, she's a whore. Women get, look at that whore. She's just in it for the money. She's just going out with him for the money. But yet these women of 57 are throwing money at this guy on TikTok.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Women get horny. Women get very lonely. And when they hit the wall, and they know it, they may go overtures, which are very obvious. But a lot of times, of course, they will want to go be with a guy that's, 10, 15 years younger. But they're also very cautious about it because they don't want to be considered, somebody grabbing, not jail bait, but, like male bait. And
right.
Some are proud to have somebody younger on their by the side.
Yeah, cougar bait.
But they don't want to be criticized for trying to rob the cradle either. So it's hard for them, and who gives a fuck? If you don't know how to, if you didn't learn by now, I don't give a fuck about them. If they didn't learn how to be a woman by the time they're 50 and they can't attract a good man who's 55 or even 45 or even younger, and they're this horny and then this desperate, I say fuck them.
Well,
if they were relying on their looks all their life.
But it's sad, Joe.
I don't give a shit.
You really don't. Would you be with a woman in her 50s? You would not?
Oh, I would. I would in her 50s.
Okay.
If she were providing the other psychological attributes and qualities that a man needs. There are some good-looking 50-year-olds out here, some. But still, ever since I was in my 40s, or even late 30s, I never... Good looks attracted me, but good looks didn't make you stay. You had
right.
to be a woman. You couldn't be just a good-looking female. You had to
right.
have those type of qualities to make me really, really like you. But if you didn't make me like you, then,
right.
hasta la vista, baby. Yeah.
I don't mind breast sagging. It just gives me, it gives me time that I can just lay on my back and do my thing without having to reach up. I don't the body and these are for you, Wade. Ladies, this is for you. If you're listening, I think they are. You want to go back to the 50s? Well, guess what? I got something for you. Here we go. Hello, ladies in your 50s. Welcome to 50s.
Hello.
and Overclock. That's right. Don't forget to drink your insure. I am your host, and your comedian.
Somebody show me a big old policy.
Yeah, good to be here. Good to be here. Club 50. I am your comic. Jesus, I don't need this heckling. Listen, I'm here for your entertainment, you old bags. Appreciate it. All right, here we go. Let me go back to my opening. Yeah, here he is. Back from his tour as a senior citizen and at the hospice room. Yes, he had a great time there. Now he's back for one day only at the sexy senior citizen club. Hey, here you go, ladies. I'm going to give it to you.
Please, no more.
Let me tell you. It's good to see you old bags here. Let me tell you. I love to see somebody older than me. Yeah, make me feel young again. Let me tell you something. I love you women. I love 50 and over. That's right. I'll tell you, my wife, she was 50. Yes, she was. But me and my wife, we don't think alike. You know what I mean? She donates money to the homeless, and I donate money to the topless. You know what I'm saying? We just don't think alike.
Oh, God. Hey, you almost got us down, yeah.
It's been a long time, Joe. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Let me see if I haven't done
Rodney either. I want to hear you do Rodney. You know, you probably warm up after a while.
It'll take me about 10 minutes, but I'll try. It goes, and then, don't worry about being 50, you know what I mean? It's only 69's around the corner, if you know what I'm talking about. All right, listen. My doctor told me, what do I have to know? They're not listening to me anyway. They can't.
What? What are you saying? What? What's the joke?
Right. Yeah, somebody said 69.
69. Oh, he's my favorite. Bingo!
Exactly. I'm going to get up there and Will Smith you.
Oh, that's my new catchphrase now. That's right. Oh, wasn't that something? Oh, that was.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that too. It goes, one more Rodney, because I have him up. It goes, I asked my old man if I can go ice skating on the lake. He told me, wait till it gets warmer.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you women over 50, you really turn me on, if you know what I mean. Yeah, look, my doctor told me to watch my drinking. Now I drink in front of a mirror. I drink too much, way too much. My doctor drew blood. He ran a tab. Okay, enough. I can't get to Rodney. I can't do it. My mother had a morning sickness when I was born. My mother never breastfed me. She told me that she only likes me as a friend. I like that one. That was my thing. When I was born,
yeah, I like
my mother never breastfed me. She told me she only liked me as a friend. I love that one.
Let me see if I can do it. I haven't done it in a shit. I don't know.
I haven't done it in a while.
Wait a minute. How's it go? Say it again, Brian.
Okay. Hey, you know, my father carries a picture of a kid in a wallet. Oh, no, there. I screwed that one up. You got to get Rodney. I have to hear it first.
Yeah, but what was the one about, she likes me as a friend? How did that go?
It says, my mother never breastfed me. She told me she only liked me as a friend.
Oh, okay. Hey, I tell you, what a fucking night, what a fucking mother memories I got when I was a kid. Shit, I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying, Brian? Fuck, I got this, my mother, Jesus, fuck. She never breastfed me. She says she only liked me as a friend. I don't get that.
You do the best, man.
I tell you.
You do the best, Rodney. You do the best.
All right, it came across okay? Yeah? All right.
It came across more than okay. Swear to God, you do the best, Rodney. You do the best Rodney I ever heard. I'm being honest.
Seriously? Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta listen to. I gotta listen to me.
You gotta listen back. We only have a couple of minutes with this Will Smith thing. Let me play it. Okay, ladies, but I wanted to tell.
All right.
Before I leave, seven things men should know about women in their 50s, and I'll go really quickly. So if you're listening to the story and you're 50, seven things you should know about a woman in her 50s. Can you guess any of them, Joe?
Women in their 50s?
Yeah.
Breast sag, varicose veins, get drunk early and often, and love to suck young dick.
Well, that's number seven. But let's go through 1 to 6. Here we go. Hey, you know what? If I was a woman of 50, she goes, I would love to suck dick if it could just get up. You know what I mean? Because if it's young dick,
just get up.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, can you imagine? Up. You know, this guy here, you know, even Viagra said no to him. You know what I'm saying? It's like, there's no way in hell. But here we go.
Even Viagra
here we go.
Said no. Oh, that's a rhyme.
Yeah,
that's
even Viagra
joke.
Said no.
Okay,
there are limits to what
that.
I could do. Seven things men should know about women in their 50s. Here we go. Number one, seven things you should know about women in their 50s. Number one, they don't always need a relationship. I've heard that. If you heard a woman in her 40s, late 40s, 47, 48, into the 50s, if they just got divorced or their husband passed, the last thing they're thinking about is being in a relationship. I've heard that so many times. I don't need a man. I'm having fun. Who needs to do this shit? I got the motherfucker. He's out. Number one, they don't always need a relationship. A woman in her 50s have learned that she doesn't need a relationship in order to be happy. She has a full life, including close friends, family, and plenty of hobbies and interests. So if a woman is in her 50s, and is interested in dating you, chances are she thinks you're worth her time. If you turn out to be just another dependent, she simply will move on because a woman in her 50s is very rarely clingy. That's a good thing. Number two, you should know about a woman in her 50s. A woman in her 50s knows what she wants in life, including her relationships, which is why she is way better at choosing a compatible partner than she ever was in her 20s. Her maturity also means she can easily communicate her wants outside or inside of the bedroom, clearly and effectively. There aren't any guessing games with a woman in her 50s. If you can't do the same, she'll show you the door. I like that. You know what? I do like a lady who can talk to you and knows what she wants. Number three, women in her 50s, she's sexy as fuck. If you ever doubted the sexiness of a woman in her 50s, then take a look at Elle Macpherson, Cindy Crawford, Michelle Pfeiffer. They're all women in their 50s who are just as gorgeous and sexy, if not more so, than they were in their 20s and their 30s. A woman in her 50s know the importance of taking care of herself, which includes working out, eating well, receiving regular spa treatments. If anything, her age has bestowed a newfound confidence that is nothing short of hot. Number four, they're not worried about their biological clock. More than likely, a woman in her 50s already has kids who are now grown up, moving out of the house any day now. Her schedule is no longer tied down to shellingly going between baseball practice and doctor's appointments, nor is she pressured to find out the one as soon as possible due to a ticking biological clock. She is free to enjoy getting to know you and letting your relationship flow easy. If you're also a father, her maternal instinct means she have no problem bonding with her newfound friend's kids. There you go. And the last one, well, number five, women in her 50s, they can make conversation no longer awkward or uncomfortable due to the inexperience and insecurity of her youth. A woman in her 50s knows not only how to hold a conversation, but she also knows how to steer one. There you go. There's a lot of pluses here. She'll let you talk about yourself. while really while ensuring she shares enough about herself. Her confidence means she isn't afraid to be vulnerable and laugh at herself either. Expect a smooth, flowy conversation peppered with witty jokes that will surely make your night. Yeah, that's what I need. A woman,
oh,
50, over 50 comedian. Tell the joke, baby. Tell the joke.
Oh, both. And I know it's full of shit. This has to be written by a journalist for a woman's magazine.
It
because
has to be.
None of this bullshit is, yeah, none of this bullshit is true, especially the part about the fucking telling jokes. Women are very lousy at telling jokes, and they do not have a proactive sense of humor. You know, they laugh at my jokes, your jokes, other people's jokes, but for, you know, and they laugh amongst each other like a gaggle of geese. You ever listen to women in a conversation?
Yes.
And what they're
yes,
laughing about? You gotta scratch your head and say, what the fuck is so funny?
Men, that's what they're talking about. You know they're talking about us, and they're laughing. And you can tell them because they don't laugh.
Yeah.
They just they really think it's funny. They pull their head back and their mouth is to the sky and they're just having a great old time because that was the funniest story. And it's usually about a man's penis. Number six.
Well, it could be about, you know, and if they're not complaining, they're talking about some nonsensical shit that all of them laugh about. And I'm scratching my head saying, I don't understand what the fuck is so funny, you know. But you know, that's their sense of humor, you know. So this article is full of shit.
Well, number six.
It had to be written by, like I said, what's number six?
Number six, they're over their exes. More than likely, a woman who's dating in her 50s is over her ex. This means she doesn't want to bond over your baggage either. She's not down to reminiscing about past hurts or regrets. She's mature enough to halt any negative speak about her ex or yours, she said. She's intent to move forward with her life and hopefully with you in it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now they lost me when they started talking about, they don't want to be bogged down with your bullshit, but they will fucking talk about their bullshit.
Right. Right. But you know, we have to understand that a woman in her 50s is going through menopause too, right? I mean, we're going into a different area. I mean, women hit menopause, what, around 46 to 60? And they're in their 50s. They're right. And then, so I don't know if we want to deal with that. I mean, you're going to date a woman who's menopausal? Can you imagine that civil relationship with the 50 shades of personality? I'm hot. I'm cold. Roll up the window. Roll down the window. What the fuck are you talking about? It's just 20 below zero. It's hot. Let me roll in the snow.
Stop the car. I want to roll
in
the
snow. Stop it. Quit touching me. Yeah, that's my hot date. That's my black date. A menopausal woman. Stop it. I hate your face. Yeah, they forget about the menopausal thing going on, right? Get off of me, but we're making love. Do you have to get on top of me? It's too hot. Put the fan on. God forbid if you're eating her pussy and your tongue burns. What the fuck's so hot in there? Stop it.
All of a sudden you feel a discharge. I'm sorry, honey. I didn't know it was coming.
Yeah,
it's only blood. You just wipe it off.
Oh, can you imagine dating her? Where are you driving to? Well, I'm just going to the court. Get out of the way. Get there faster. How come you don't have a convertible? I'm hot.
I met a woman a few years ago, and she had she was pretty, and she had a pleasant personality, but she turned on a dime from a Dr. Jekyll to a Miss Hyde. And she was in her 50s, but the thing was is that I understood her problem. She had neighbors from hell, And she couldn't stop him from being from hell. So I understood her problem, but outside of, you know, I guess women in the, I don't pity women in the, I pity them to a very, very small degree. But again, if you don't know how to be a woman, you're always going to be miserable, especially when you get older, because you don't know how to treat guys, and that's your fault.
Right. It's just, I do feel, I've seen a lot of women in their 50s, man. They are sexy, but going through that biological change, it has to be around that area. I'm pretty sure it is. If not, I know there are women that have it in their 60s. He goes, what are you putting on a condom for? I'm beyond that. I lost my period way back in the day. Stop it.
I'm not
what have you been doing?
Yeah, but you're not going to get pregnant, baby. I don't care. Take that thing off of me. Get it out of here.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. That rubber makes my hoo-ha hot. Get it out of there. Where's the snow? Put the mics.
It itches.
Yeah, it You remind me of my ex-husband. I killed him. Uh-oh.
Now, what are you doing? I'm not going to kill you.
Yes. How come your dick is not bigger? I remember it used to be bigger.
My husband's penis was a lot bigger than yours.
Oh, dating a woman in a...
I tried dating a fucking bride in their 50s, I'm telling you. I tried last week, you know. But what happened was, Jesus Christ, even the fucking blue pill said no. The scientist of Viagra said no to me, too. Good God, I'm fucking mad.
Fuck. Oh, man.
And that ought to be a good... Rodney's not alive anymore, right? He died, didn't he?
Rodney died. I was lucky to. I used to see Rodney all the time. He would walk around in his bathrobe in the middle of 2 o'clock, in a really busy intersection, and he would walk around in his bathrobe drinking coffee. And he died shortly after that. I had his wife. In fact, I had his wife on the show, his ex-wife on the show. I had her on the show. And we were talking about Rodney and doing Rodney and everything. She was giving us, you know, the inside dirt about Rodney and how sad it was towards the end. But I had her on a show here. Yeah, I interviewed her. I wish I could pull it up.
Oh. Yeah, I know you wish you could pull it up at your age. Shit, even Viagra don't want to be bothered. Right?
I know.
Hey, you know, respect.
How
you
know, Joey?
Hey, I get no respect. I'll tell you. I'm sorry, Viagra. Well,
do I go to your place of work and watch you mop up and hackle you? But listen, here it is. There's some. Let's see if I can do a menopause joke. I cannot do it. I don't know. Here we go. The 10 best menopause jokes. See if we can do it by Rodney. You and I would do it together. Yeah. Okay. I don't know if they're good or not because. I'm just reading the first one I see. Did you hear about the English teacher who went to prison for so long she went through menopause? She was most upset that there would be no period at the end of her sentence. Okay.
Oh, boy.
I get it. She was most upset because there was these are menopause jokes. I don't know if they're funny. A doctor prescribed testosterone for menopause symptoms. Here he goes. And he told his patient to call him immediately if she had any ill side effects. 2 weeks later, the patient called her doctor. The patient, doc, I'm having some weird side effects from the testosterone treatment. The doc, what's the problem? The patient, well, I'm in a shower. I'm in a shower right now on my cell phone. I notice lots of thick hair on my upper chest. Doc, can you tell me how far down the hair extends? Patient, sure, let me put the phone down and check. Picking up the phone. Yeah, Doc, it appears to go all the way down my balls. I don't get it, but anyway. I guess she's on her phone.
Yeah, real hormonal. I mean, she changed to a woman.
All right. Yeah.
I mean, she changed to a man.
It says, like, here's a little puzzle. How do you know your fridge is going through menopause? It's all about the, you're all out of eggs. An elderly couple has been married 60 years. One day out of the blue, the husband announces to his wife, after living for so long, observing so much, I have decided that men have it worse in the world. The wife is clearly upset by this comment and asks him to elaborate. So the husband continues. The woman starts having periods during... I don't think, you know, the woman starts having periods during puberty, so you have to deal with bleeding. Okay, enough. I'm out. Nothing seems funny. Menopause jokes do not seem funny. I think this is King, but my thing is not opening up here. King's here, Joe. I miss you guys. You know that?
If he comes on.
I miss you guys. I think this is King. Yeah. King? King?
Yo, yo, yo. What up, what
is up? Yo, yo, yo. Oh, Joe's here, King.
What's going
hey,
on,
King.
Joe?
Hey,
what's going on with it, Joe?
How you doing?
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm happy. I just got off of work. Yeah, I just got off of work, and I'm on Facebook, and I'm like, I seen Brian share the link. I say, yay, I'm finally off of work. I get on the show in time.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear
how y'all doing today?
We're doing good. Hey, King, let me ask you. You're
That's
a young
good.
Man.
Yeah.
You're a young man. Yeah. Would you go out with a woman who was 54 years old?
That's how old?
54.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
The more experience, the better.
Oh, there you go. Now, let's say you got a woman who's, let's say you got a woman who's 24, and there's a woman who's 54. Which one are you going to go out with?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to be a greedy man. I'm going to take both of them. I'm going to tell the 24-year-old when I'm going to tell her, say, look, you might want to take some notes because she might be able to teach you something or two.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
I know what he means. I mean, you're 24 years old. I mean, they can offer sex, but they can't really offer too much more. You know, they can smile.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're really interested in you. But, I mean, most women really don't offer much more than interesting conversation. I was just talking to Brian about, you know, why these women at the age of 50. You missed a part of the show where he was talking about, when Brian was talking about these women who are paying this TikTok guy, who's a model, 22 years old, to do songs from the 80s because these women are so horny and so lonely. But I was telling Ryan, that's their fault. You know, if you're 50 years of age and if you do not know how to be a woman by the time you're 30 or so, I don't care how lonely you are, you know, because men need intimacy from a woman. If you don't know how to provide it, don't know how to make a man feel good, no matter what the age is, then you're going to be lonely for a long period of your life, especially when you hit the wall.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true. But, see, I've always been an older guy, I mean, older woman kind of guy. Even when I was a teenager and whatever, I always loved women older. So even when I was 30, a woman, a hot woman in her 50, excited me. Because let me tell you something. They'll do shit because they're comfortable doing shit that they always wanted to do or they never could do because they were married and they're single now and they're not shy or afraid that you're going to put them in a box. They're more free. They're more sexually free. I'll go with a woman 50 all the time. I really would.
Well, that's another thing.
I mean,
the 50-year-old, if you're younger than she was, right, if you went with the older woman, the same way as when I told you about my story, she has to pay more attention to you because she knows you're going to give her up in a second. You know, you're not 40, you're not 45 like she is. You're 25. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can always get somebody younger. So they're on their P's and Q's when they're dating somebody a lot younger.
Sure. You you be surprised that women in their 50s just want a hard dick? They're not going to come out to say it. Just they want a hard dick naturally, like organic, without medical, you know, any kind of medical stimulants going on.
Yeah.
They want, because it's the best compliment for them, right? If you can get excited and you can get an erection of a woman 50 years old without any kind of medical enhancement, that's the biggest compliment for her in the world, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It validates their existence. Like, you know, they take a look in the mirror now, and they're seeing all these wrinkles on their face. So they don't like it. There's some young stud comes along, she's willing to fuck them. Yeah.
So, I mean, we do. I could go with menopause jokes, but we got to do one thing, okay? And here's what happens, guys. Stay with me because I need your input on Mr. King and you, Mr. Joe. You know what? You guys are the last of the, what we call it? King,
last
what we call it? The last of the insiders, or I forgot what we called, been so long. Of our group.
Yeah. The morning club.
The crew. Yeah, the morning crew. You guys are the last of the morning crew. Okay, I want to play you guys this, and I want to hear a comment. Okay, ready? Ready, King? Ready? Ready, Joe?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Okay, I can't do it. I mean, H. It didn't even come up. Basically, what I was going to play was Will Smith, the slap. I know we all heard it. And what bothered me about it were some of these women who made the comment of, oh, now that's how you defend your woman, and he defended her, and look, you know, this and this and this. He's a true man that defended his woman. And that really kind of offended me because...
Well, I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, what do you guys think of like that? I mean, we're men. I mean,
they
would
love
you
it.
Do the same thing?
Even the ones who condemned Will Smith love it. This is a woman's dream to have her hero protect her. He wasn't protecting her. My opinion is when he saw Jada look at him with those eyes, like the joke was disgusting, you know, Chris Rock made another joke about me.
Right.
And he was laughing. Will Smith was laughing. That disgusted Jada even more. So then he says to himself, uh-oh, I better redeem myself in the eyes of my bitch. So that's what I think. I think he went up there in order to validate his ego again.
Well, here it is right here. Here it is, so you guys can comment. Here it is.
You know who's got the hardest job tonight? Javier Bardem and his wife are both nominated. Now, if she loses, he can't win. He is praying that Will Smith wins. Like, please, Lord. Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? That was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth!
I'm going to, okay? Okay. That was a greatest night in the history of television. Okay. Okay.
All right. Ready for comments? Yes, you heard it. Anytime. What the hell?
What's his name? Michael J. White, whatever his name is. The guy that does the Kung Fu movies, the black guy.
Kung Fu movies, black guy.
Michael J. he's a martial artist. He does the martial artist movies.
Okay.
The point I'm getting to is that if he was a presenter and not Chris Rock, Will Smith would have stayed in his seat.
Right. Right.
You see, he figured Chris Rock wasn't going to retaliate. But if a guy who's a well-known – oh, if that was – well, Denzel Washington and him are friends.
Right.
Who
the
was?
Rock was there.
Well,
The Rock was there.
Oh, yeah. If it was The Rock, he definitely wouldn't have gotten out of his fucking seat. If The Rock made that joke. Uh-uh.
Right. But hearing women say, oh, I just like that because he protected his woman and he deserved what he's doing, saying all that stuff about her with her bald head and everything, and it's like, wait a minute, bitch, she's saying it on TikTok about how she loves her bald head, how she has a, you know, this aphasia, whatever. You stop it. Oh, I just love the chivalry in men, and that's what's wrong with men today, that they don't protect. It's like, okay, let's just say that that was a girl who was presenting, and you had a woman comedian made a comment like that, and Will went up and smacked her in the face. How would you feel then? You women would be all over us, right? What kind of man was?
Oh, yeah.
But since it was another man, you're thinking it's okay, and she looks like a great person to defend your vanity,
yeah.
I guess, whatever. But unbelievable. You look like a damn fool. And then the crying afterwards. What the hell is that? I hope you guys invite me back. It's like inviting, you have a party. It's like you have a party and your best friend comes over and he fucks up everything and he paints. It's like a coal. Your worst nightmare. Your best friend is like coal and he messes up your house. He paints the walls and then he cries the next day. I'm sorry. I hope I can come over again. It's like there's something there. I mean, what was your first reaction when you guys saw that or heard it? I'm just curious.
Well, I didn't know when he did. I didn't know why he did it. I heard it. I didn't see it. I saw it after I heard about it. So then when I saw it, I still didn't see the part where Jada Pinkett was looking at him like, what are you doing laughing at this asshole's joke?
Right.
I didn't see that until somebody mentioned it to me. Then I went back and saw it again. That's why my belief is his motivation was to get back his manhood in front of his fucking bitch. And I say bitch because they have this open relationship. Why are you married just to let the other person fuck anybody they want?
Exactly. And not only that, she's fucking some guy, a guy who's 22 years old, by believe it or not. 22 years old.
And a friend of her son. A friend of her son.
Yes. Yes.
That was the worst part.
You know.
Can you imagine?
I mean,
how does the boy feel? How does that boy feel knowing his mother fucked his friend?
He likes it. I mean, that family is so fucked up. When I forgot her kid's name. I want to say Jay. What's this, her son's name? I don't know. He made a comment on Twitter that says, yeah, that's how we roll. That's how our family rolls. This guy is so fucked up with a dress on, running around as a transgender, going after Nas, saying, I want to marry you, Nas. And Nas is looking at him as a restraining order and embarrassing Nas at a concert and just came up on the stage and just pleaded with him to marry him. This is how fucked up that family is. I really think so. What did you think, King? I mean, you're a musician and all that kind of stuff. What do you think? What was your first response?
Well, I honestly, I don't really watch the Oscars, and so I didn't know about it until I got on Facebook and I was seeing everybody talking about it, you know. And then, of course, you know, I'm looking at different celebrities and everybody sharing it. And so when I watched the video, you know, I was like, oh my goodness, he just slapped Chris Rock, you know. And all I could think of is, like, why would he do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, why didn't he just confront him in the backstage, you know what I mean? Because the way Hollywood is set up, I believe they were ready to arrest him. But since Chris Rock declined everything, declined the charges and all that stuff, they didn't do anything to him. And so my thing is, like, why would you defend your wife who slept with another man, you know? And then I just recently read an article where she basically said she didn't need his protection, you know? And so that right there, so when she made that statement, like, because it's been on social media now, when she made that statement, all I could think of is, okay, I said to myself, if she's saying that, then he needs to get a divorce from her, and they don't have to do all this swinging, because they're swingers, you know? They sleep with different people's husbands and wives or whatever. So I'm just like, wow. So, I mean, to be honest with you, Will Smith, he should have just waited and talked to Chris Rock behind stage, you know what I mean? And now, everybody is looking at him differently now. Now, they're going to slam him just like they slammed Bill Cosby, you know? And to be honest with you, yeah, what happened, it shouldn't have happened. But honestly, Chris Rock, he had it coming, you know? Because Chris Rock, he had it coming. Because there was a clip that, the Wayans brothers, the Sean Wayans, they did a clip, and he was making fun of Chris Rock and how Chris Rock was making fun of, he was making fun of how Chris Rock was messing with people. And there was another Oscars clip where Chris Rock is kind of sticking at Will Smith and them, you know. And so, I mean, Chris Rock, you know, he had it coming, you know, but it shouldn't have happened, you know what I'm saying, you know. So now Chris Rock's family members and different people, they want everything to be stripped of Will Smith, you know.
Well, that's my question.
Yeah, it's all bad.
Are they gonna take away the Oscar?
I'm gonna be honest with you, that's what they're pushing for right now. But if they don't do it, then they're probably just gonna make sure he gets, because he's already not a member of it now. Like, he's backed off of it, you know what I mean? But I don't think they're gonna take away. I don't know if they're gonna take away his Oscar now. I don't know.
I heard they did already. I just didn't hear any more about it. I didn't have it validated. I wonder if they're going to take it away. And what you're talking about with Jada Pinkett, I agree with you. I mean, if he goes up there to make a fool of himself and he assaults another guy, and then he comes back, and then about a day or two later, Jada Pinkett makes some public announcement. I've been looking to see if that's true. I haven't found it yet. That she disapproved of him smacking him.
Oh yeah.
And she's not in his corner. If she actually makes that kind of public proclamation, who needs
but
the bitch?
I think she.
Will Smith.
I think she. The way she looked at him and he laughed, that was a signal. And I think she did this stuff because she. I think she wants to get a divorce from this man or something. Because I haven't been seeing her make any, I don't know what's going on, but it don't look good, you know. I thought a husband and wife supposed to stick together, but it don't look like that because, hell, Will Smith and Jada not sticking together, it seemed like. And then you got Kanye West and Kim Kardashian not sticking together. Hey, man, it's a lot, you know what I mean? It's just crazy. It's really crazy.
Well, I mean, American Kardashian in the first place.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have went up on stage, you know what I'm saying? You know, just like if anything, if Chris Rock was trying to make fun of her not having any hair, what he should have did was he should have told Jada. He said, "What do you got going on? A Tupac thing going on?" That's what I would have said. Yeah.
Wow.
It's like he's got.
I mean,
he
made
he's
a
got the whole
joke anyway.
Yeah.
I heard that a G.I. Jane movie is supposed to be coming out in 2023, and Jada Pinkett's supposed to be in it. Now, that's what somebody said. I went to IMDb,
really?
And I couldn't verify. I didn't. I don't see any announcement of a G.I. Jane movie. If a G.I. Jane movie is coming out and she's in it, then that joke was completely innocuous. It was completely harmless. And as Brian and you and I myself have been saying, that family's fucked up.
Very fucked up. Hollywood, they let Hollywood fuck them up. Man. It's crazy.
As far as...
If you're fucked up, if you're letting... I mean, if you have an open marriage, That's
something else. You're up for. I mean, she's open about this. She humiliates this man. This man has no backbone whatsoever. For her to humiliate him by having an open marriage on this red tabletop, you know, her son's best friend, and he's still living in the house. And he considered, that's my wife. You give your fucking mouth. Well, the 22-year-old had his fucking mouth on your wife. Probably has it on his wife right now. You know, shut up, Will.
Yeah.
You're an idiot. You know.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like a damn
it's
fool.
Not her pussy whip. He's not a man.
Damn.
She
no,
runs
he's not.
Family. And for him to do that publicly. I mean, to humiliate himself to do that publicly for a broad who doesn't give a fuck about him, what does that make him but a weak, stupid shit?
I agree with you. That's not the first time. Remember the first time it happened on TikTok when that guy started to expose the love relationship with Jada? And he was crying, and he says, I asked Will for permission, and Will said it was okay, and I love you, and they try to cover that shit up. That's the second time they made Will look like a bitch. Am I correct? I mean, that's the first time they made him look like a bitch. Everybody in Hollywood knows.
Well, I didn't know about that.
Yeah. That's, remember the guy says he loved Jada, and Jada didn't want to talk to him anymore, and he went to Will Smith and said, is it okay that I date your wife? And he said Will was cool with that. And he was some singer and everything. You remember that, don't you, King?
Say what again?
Remember the first time that the scandal broke with Jada dating that dude who's like 22 years old?
Yeah.
And that he was a musician, and he said that Will said it was okay to date her, and I love Jada. And he was crying, and he left her. Even then, Will looked like a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Hey, he did like a bitch, you know?
You know,
did
the man
ever
has
get
so much money.
Because I remember her from years ago. I never thought of Jada Pinkett as being attractive.
Right.
Now, at her age, when at the Oscars, I thought she was decent looking. You know,
I thought she was. She's an attractive woman, even with that bald head. She's very pretty. But I mean, I'm not saying anything about that. And I know she's a freak with an open marriage. I'm not hating on Will because he has an open marriage. I'm hating on him to hitting another black man in the industry in front of the world and slapping him like a bitch for not behaving yourself. Why would you humiliate another man? I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking, Joe. But when I say black man, it's very rare that we get the spotlight. And when we do, we got to make it work. And we finally got a spotlight, and we act like damn fools up there, you know?
That's what people were talking about. I've talked to people about it, like black guys, and they said the exact same thing.
Yeah. We can't control our temper. We're animals, and we're Neanderthals, and we act like we can't even, you know, everybody's in tuxedos and everything, and the white people are going, I'm appalled. Oh, my God, it even scared the hell out of me. I thought I'd never see this violence. I moved out of that neighborhood. Ooh, let's take our white-ass self home. There should be more security around here. Please hide your wallet, honey. That's fine. Yeah, that Denzel Washington still hides your shit. You know, he's black. He looks a little crazy. I don't know. It's just... He didn't even say... He must have done shit before. before and antagonizing him because that joke was not even bad.
Chris Rock has been ragging on Jada Pinkett and Will Smith for years.
Oh, has he really? I didn't know that.
The 2016 Oscars, when he was hosting that show, he made a joke at Jada's expense. And he talked about Will Smith on the Letterman show. And from what I know, he's been talking about them for a while, you know. I mean, not all the time, but enough to aggravate them, I guess. So he's been like a thorn in their side for a while. But at the same time, if he hadn't laughed, and if he hadn't seen Jada Pinkett give him, you know, the rolling of the eyes and bullshit, he never would have gone up there. He would have just said, oh, okay, I got to take it again, you know, for that. And then
right.
He cries on stage. You know?
Oh, God. I hear you. Well, here's 2016 Chris Rock, Jada Pinkett. You guys may be right. Let me see.
Academy Award, otherwise known as the White People's Choice Award.
Chris Rock tackled diversity head-on during his opening monologue at the Oscars, delivering jokes that were both hilarious and poignant, like this one, where he called out Jada Pinkett Smith for boycotting the show.
Is this on a TV show? Jada boycotting the Oscars is like me boycotting Rihanna's panties. I wasn't invited. Jada's mad. Her man, Will, was not nominated for concussion. I get it. Tell the truth. I get it. You get mad that it's not fair that Will was this good and didn't get nominated. Yeah, you're right. It's also not fair that Will was paid $20 million for Wild Wild West, okay?
Kept things mostly lighthearted, but ended on a serious note, offering his perspective on the Oscars so white controversy.
So it's not about boycotting anything. It's just we want opportunity. We want the black actors to get the same opportunity. And white actors, that's it.
Immediately following the monologue, stars praised Rock on social media, including Amy Schumer, Oprah, and Ellen DeGeneres.
There you go. So even back then, he had some words about Jada. Even back then.
Yeah.
And that's why I said Will Smith got tired of it. You know what I mean? You know?
Right.
He got tired of it, and then, you know, he had everybody else, including him, that was making jokes on social media, and he was getting pretty worked up about it. You know what I mean? That's why I said Chris Rock had it coming. But at the end of the day, you know, Will Smith really should have talked to him behind closed doors because now they may just try to blacklist him or whatever they want to do. And, you know, who knows? So, sad, man. It's crazy.
It is sad.
But I don't feel sorry for Will Smith at all, though, you know.
You know,
do you guys remember something about Rodriguez? Oh, we can't. Do you
Which one?
Remember? There's a comedian, Rodriguez. He's a Mexican comedian. He came out the other day and he was talking about how he was on the film with Will Smith about Muhammad Ali, and Will Smith went off on him. And I think there's another person talking about how Will Smith is a kind of an asshole when you're trying to make a film. So there were people for Will Smith and there were people against Will Smith. But to have that kind of open relationship, to me, is fucked up. But to let that woman that you have an open relationship with, who's fucked your son's friend,
right,
look at you like you're a chump, and you feel like a chump, and you're going to try to redeem yourself in the eyes of a bitch like that, you are one sick puppy.
You are. And here's Steve Harvey going off. Listen to this. I haven't heard it, but listen.
You got one motherfucking option to do about it. Absolutely nothing. Because if you think you're going to walk up on this...
If I say anything tonight, anybody got a fucking problem with...
You got one motherfucking option what you can do about it.
absolutely nothing. Because if you think you're going to walk up on this stage, this ain't the motherfucking Oscars. And if you walk your ass up here, you ain't nominated for shit but these motherfucking hands. Oh, we on pop the rest of the year, nigga. Every time you see me do a show, pop. I ain't want to start a show like that. What is my motherfucking brother? Because your bitch gave you a side eye? Oh, it's a lot of rock brothers. Y'all ain't know it's a lot of rock brothers. It's 10 of us, Bobo. You ought to see all the rock brothers. You're like, I ain't even know that nigga was a rock brother. That nigga a rock brother? That's a rock brother? I ain't gonna start a show like that, but I just wanna let y'all know. That shit ain't gonna ride. That shit ain't gonna ride, nigga. I don't got a lot of shit to lose, nigga. The more gonna have me on the tour regardless. Y'all might never see me on TV again, but... Now with that said, Riley, how y'all doing?
This is Tony Rock. That was Tony Rock, Chris Rock's brother. And here he is one more time.
Yeah, I heard about that one. Oh,
yeah, here he is one more time. How would I handle it if it was me? I would have to wait till he walk away. I would have to tap him on the shoulder and slap him out right into the orchestra pit. his feet would be flying forward. You know what I mean? Now get up.
Well, would you get up? Would you get up from? Let's say if you and Cindy were there. Now you two are not in the same situation as Chris, Will Smith and the bitch. He's married, but. Let's say the comedian actually made a nasty joke. Would you actually get up on stage and hit the fucking guy?
No. And Cindy does not have that humor that we can make. You know, I can laugh at myself. I have that talent or that, you know, I can laugh at myself and I find shit funny.
Right.
But... And, But if you're making fun of Cindy, she may laugh a little bit, but if you keep going, she'll think you're laughing. You're making fun of her, and she gets really mad. You know what I mean? She gets angry.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah, would you,
if that happened, let's say the guy was making fun of Cindy or said something, I said no.
Right.
And the reason I would do not, get up is because of her dignity and my dignity. You know, it's a joke. I don't like it. I'll make it known that I don't think it's funny. I'm not going to get up there and hit somebody. What am I trying to prove? And I slap him like a girl? He didn't even hit him with a fist, or he didn't even backhand him. He slapped him like a little girl. What am I proving to hit him in the face?
Yeah. Right.
You know?
I think that was probably the point, the big slap him. People say Chris Rock handled it well. He did. But from now on, he's going to be known as the guy that Will Smith slapped, you know?
Hey, you know what?
I
don't think he minds, Joe. His show's been sold out. He's selling out merchandise. Oh, hell yeah. He's making a fortune off of this shit. He's even milking it.
But I don't know
because
if it's worth it.
You know what?
I think
it is. Because I got enough people. Let's say I'm Chris Rock. I got enough people. I'm sitting pretty right now. I got enough people fighting for me, going after Will. Meanwhile, my show is being sold out. I'm going to get a new special on Netflix, HBO. We're talking millions of dollars. And I just keep, the more I keep quiet, the more I look good. As soon as I speak, I start losing money. You know what I mean?
You know what, you got a good point. I don't know if I could keep quiet. Somebody already asked me, what would you do, Joe, if Will Smith or somebody came up on stage like that, to approach you? And I said I would have to just take him down. You know, I mean, Will Smith's a big guy and all that kind of shit.
Right.
If I see that he's about to hit me, I would take him back.
Right.
I would wrap him up and he wouldn't do shit.
I would duck in that situation and make him look like a fool. What the hell are you doing? You're not on this stage. You know what I mean? And let him chase me around the stage like someone, make him piss, do Muhammad Ali with the rope-a-dope. Come on, man, I rub you on your forehead. He lets you swing at me. You know what I mean? I rub you again on your forehead.
Oh, yeah, that would be funny.
Yeah,
I'll be
saying more Jada jokes. Hey, what would Jada do with this? Let him chase me around the stage, make a fool of himself. Because as soon as I hit him, it's over. You know what I mean? Then you're going to get sides like, okay, I can understand Will getting mad, but he didn't have to taunt him like that. That's bullying. You know those people? That's bullying. Why do you keep saying it? Why do you keep making them mad? You couldn't win. You can't win.
If I took him down, I think I would be the one that people would be pointing at and saying, yeah, you know, you did the right thing. You didn't let this guy get away with it.
That's not the thinking of millennials or Gen X anymore. Those are our thinking. No.
Hmm.
It's like, if you took him down, you would have your people. You took him down. Let's say he cracked his head.
Right.
Let's say you broke his arm. Let's say something happened to him and the studios will sue you because he was under contract to do some couple of movies that they put on hold now. You know what I mean? You would never be invited to the Oscars again. Your reputation would be torn. Right now, Chris Rock is riding on the victim train and it's paying off. His first concert or stand-up he did, he didn't even talk about it. He kind of said, I'm still kind of, processing what's going on and everything. I'll make a comment later. And people are showing up at the show to see if he's going to talk about it. He's raking in money. He's milking this motherfucker. Will did was Will went into rehab, I heard. And he's hiding out. You know what I mean? Chris is riding the gravy train on this motherfucker. And he's just saying, I'm just processing. You're not processing, motherfucker.
Yeah.
No,
did you hear
I mean, this is
the way they ask it? No, they did.
No, and they should not, because they're not. See, that's the thing with some of these people. Why don't they take away the Oscars? No, because the Oscar was about his work. And his Oscar was before all this shit happened, and he was up for an award. And I don't think he should be punished. I think they should judge you by your work and not by your personality or your action later on. You can come in drunk and stumble and everything, but you did great work. That's what you're awarded for, is your work, right? So I don't think they should. I don't think they should.
No, okay, I disagree with you. I think they should.
Really?
Yeah. And you're right about that he gets the award for his work, but also at the same venue that's giving him the award, the venue that's spending millions of dollars to present this internationally throughout the world, he embarrassed them. Plus, they must have a kind of a contract, terms of service, in which, you know, you can't be disrupted. So if you're disrupted, then I think they
Good
have
point.
The right to, you know, to take it away. And I agree with them. The guy, if they let him go, that's sending out a message that anybody else in the future can just come on stage and act like an asshole. So they have to do something. And I think taking away the Oscar is, you know, yeah.
You made a good point, because it's all part of the ceremony. It's all part of it, the award and the ceremony. If you act a fool at the ceremony, you should have some kind of repercussions of it, because it's all part of the ceremony and the award ceremony. It's an award ceremony, so therefore, you act a fool, you don't get the tool, you know?
Right. You stain the reputation of the ceremonies. Plus, if they don't do anything, they're making themselves look like they're co-conspirators or they approve. So they have to do something. And I think they should take the Oscar away.
I agree.
You see, even if they take it away, he still won it. He's still being acclaimed as a good enough actor to have won it. It's like Vanessa Williams when she won Miss America, but they took it away.
Mm-hmm.
That was embarrassing and disgraceful, but her career... it still went on, and she, you know, she went on to do movies and TV.
You know,
plus,
and that
girl
answers,
who got better looking as she got older. I would know Vanessa Williams. Now that's a good looking black chick.
She's still, you know, I like it when white people go, now that's a good looking black chick. Why can't she just be a good looking chick? Why does she have to be a good looking black chick? What the hell's wrong with you?
Well,
I'm gonna slap
she's,
you.
Good looking.
She is really.
Oh, now you want to be a Will Smith.
I'm going to go over there and Will Smith you. No, but she's a
right.
good-looking chick. And my cousin, too. My cousin's very good-looking, too.
Who's your cousin?
I'm not going to. No, you pervert. Stay away from my family. You and your Dewey.
Okay, it's me. All right.
Okay. I want to just say, Joe, you made this show again. I've been off the air for a while, and to come back, I didn't think I was going to hear familiar voices again because of the hour I was on. I want to say thank you. It's great to hear your voice. I hope you
just don't stay dead.
No, I don't. No, I don't. There's always a sequel.
I will be on, never.
Are you kidding me? I will be on tomorrow at 7 a.m. at regular time. I told you I was working on some projects.
No,
seriously. I was working on some
no,
projects
won't.
And I'm done. Yeah, I will.
You won't.
I will. Stay tuned.
You said that last time.
I know, but I had to do some refilming. I had to do some filming. I'm done now. It's in the can.
Okay.
I'll be there at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hopefully, be there, and you'll see that I will be there. Waiting
all
for
right,
you.
We'll see.
Okay,
yeah.
Joe. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, buddy. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, take it easy, Brian. All right,
you too.
Bye-bye.
See you guys later tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Brian the Hammer Jackson Show. See you guys there tomorrow. In the morning. Bye, Joe.